Blog Talk Radio. Yane yanga nejone ko wo hail ka ye nejone ko wo hail ka ye nejone ko hail ka ye neo hotes yel has ago hail ka ye hotien has ago hail ka ye Nezone ko uo hail ka iye Nezone ko uo hail ka iye Nezone ko hail ka iye Neo o Na hasta be kaje hail ka iye Yode askas ebel hail ka iye Nezone ko uo hail ka iye Nezone ko uo hail ka iye Nezone ko hail ka iye Neo o Da zikre go hail ka iye Zistan inel go hail ka iye Nezone ko uo hail ka iye Nezone ko uo hail ka iye Nezone go hail ka iye Neo o Sote sendo sembel hail ka iye Ayash doklesh hatkat go hail ka iye Nezone go uo hail ka iye Nezone go uo hail ka iye Nezone go hail ka iye Neo o Sitz is gar hanal ye go hail ka iye Sitz is bits ka ho jo go hail ka iye Nezone go uo hail ka iye Nezone go uo hail ka iye Nezone go hail ka iye Neo o Khonsa ha kesbel hail ka iye Nahat a astopel hail ka iye Nezone go uo hail ka iye Nezone go uo hail ka iye Nezone go hail ka iye Neo o Nas ina yel yel bel hail ka iye Koto si hasem bel hail ka iye Nezone go uo hail ka iye Nezone go uo hail ka iye Nezone go hail ka iye Neo o Sahna ge holo go hail ka iye Bik e hojon holo go hail ka iye Nezone go uo hail ka iye Nezone go uo hail ka iye Nezone go hail ka iye Neo
I am a human. Haven't human. I suffered for so long? Still the
for
reason
so long.
For hope. Holding on. I am a human. Well, I am a child like her. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a Christian. I'm not a Muslim. I'm not a Jew. It shouldn't matter to you. I'm not a capitalist. And I'm not a communist. I'm not a socialist. I'm not the politics. Tell me, are these the reasons you can't live right? I am a human. Haven't I suffered for too long? Still the reason for hope. Keep on holding on. I am a human. Yes, I'm a child like her. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a soldier. I'm not a jihadist. I'm not a Buddhist. I'm not a Hindu. I'm not a white. I am a who. I'm not black. And I'm not white. Tell me if this is why we fight.
100 years later, the Negro is still languishing in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. Now, have you ever wondered what that passage meant from Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech? I did, and what I found was one of the biggest secrets that's not really a secret at all, except to many African Americans, is they are not descended from Africans. I know, I was shocked too, so much so that I asked Africans, and they agreed African Americans weren't Africans. If you don't believe me, Google Arnoldus Montanus America and see the people he saw in 1671. Read books like The Black American Handbook for Survival Through the 21st Century by Radine Amin-Ra, What Every African American Should Know by Carrie Davis, and Africans and Native Americans by Jack Forbes. I just can't believe schools aren't teaching this stuff. What a travesty.
Go to the walls of Bonham Park in Mexico. Look at the murals depicted by the ancient Maya. Go down to La Venta, Mexico, and check out the Olmec heads, as they are called today, of your bloodline extending into the millennium on this side of the Atlantic. Go to your great-grandmother, great-grandfather, and ask them of your heritage. Ask them where did they come from. What is their family story? Greetings, this is El Roshanith Day, and you are tuned in live to another episode of Reclaiming Your Heritage on our Talk Times of America. As always, I'd like to thank the ancestors for allowing me to use this platform and give out this information in the way that I do. I'd like to thank all my listeners for tuning in and hearing what I have to say. Now, this is the 8th episode of a 12-part series on Reclaiming Your Heritage. Previous shows I spoke upon breaking down the origin of words so we can know the language, Timon, and again, etymology. The origin of that word is literally true meaning. So the etymology of etymology is true meaning. So this is what we deal with, the origin. Where did the word originate and what is its true meaning? Its true vibration that that word emits coming off of the tongue. And I went and broke down the meaning of heritage. What is the meaning of reclamation, proclamation, okay, so that we can have a clear understanding of what these words mean, and therefore they allow them to be used in their proper context. Now, let's see what happens when we claim who we are. Let's just look at some of the few people in the world who have been used as a false idol or used as a false image other than themselves, because you have not reclaimed your heritage. You have not reclaimed your indigenous standing and status. This is why so many people all around the world are amazed when they come to America and they look at the so-called black, African-American, Negro, Latina, Costa Rican, Puerto Rican. They are amazed that we can be so easily controlled and fooled. Okay? If you go on my Instagram, @_Rock Smith. The Rock Smith. If you go on my Instagram page, I have a few photos that's attesting to the fact that most of these famous worldwide stars and scholars that the world so looks up to are not actually European, or they're not pale face. For instance, Beethoven. He is a Moor. Okay? That's a fact. Queen Elizabeth, she is a mulatto. She is a direct descendant from Queen Charlotte, who is a known Moor. Okay? So all this is undeniable. And it's not just them, too. There's also, if you know anything about Scotland, so it was an entire line of Scotland kings who all have the title as king, and they all appear to be Moors. And some of them were known as the Black King. And this is where etymology really comes into play. Okay. Now the word Scottish denotes someone of a dark appearance or color. And the word Stuart comes from the old root swert, which means black. And Stuart is the same word as swarthy, which means black in Old English. Okay? This is why if you go to the paintings, the original paintings that were recreated in the image of these kings, you could tell their bloodline, that Moor's bloodline is undeniable. The hair is black. The hair is curly, okay? Highly defined curls. Full lips, big nose, okay? You can't hide this. And if you even go on Google and just type in black kings or queens of Europe, they'll even show you that on Google. So they're not hiding this information. Okay? Right in your face now. You really don't have to look for it. But because you have been taught you came off of a slave boat, okay? And that's where your history began. And that was the whole story. You were enslaved on a massive scale by these foreigners, by these pale-faced people. As we know on my previous show, can call them Albion, because they are a product of albinism. Okay? Genetic mutation. And Albions came to Africa and they took you by force away from your people by the millions. And some even say up to 100 million Africans were stolen. Okay? This is what they say, 100 million Africans were stolen. All right? And what's so outrageous about these numbers is that during this time that the African is supposedly have been taken out of Africa, if it happened like they say it happened, there will be no Africans left in Africa. All right, that's just the bottom line. There will be no Africans left. Okay, so that's just a bunch of BS. And there's also many, many avenues we can go into the slave trade story and just explode all that, all the lies, all of the deception that is used to further perpetuate the myth that your story began on the other side of the Atlantic. Okay? This is why they are so heavy on indigenous people worldwide, period. Because on every landmass, there is an indigenous population. Okay? And they try to eradicate these indigenous people by any means necessary, by any means of genocide, be it through the water system, be it through the air, okay, be it through the food. There's a constant nonstop attack day and night on indigenous people worldwide. And I'm not even saying it's just us, because now it's also the pale face that's included within this war. Okay? Because when you get down to it, guess who's at the top? You're looking at some so-called white guy who you think is really causing the problem. Guess who's above him or her? There was a melanin-rich person above all of them creating the madness. Okay? Because where do you think this Albion man to be the way he is? Who taught him the law? Okay? Who taught him how to walk, how to read, how to clean, right? So once you understand this, you understand where the law comes from. Okay? You understand that this whole, your whole life and paradigm and concepts of thinking have been reconstructed someone else's views to fit someone else's preconceived perception. So they're controlling your reality, basically. Like, again, this goes back to the previous show where I broke down the meaning of government, which is two words in Latin. It's govern and mit. Govern. What does that mean? Govern means to control. Mind. So government literally means to control the mind. So if you do not control your mind, if you do not program your mind, someone else will. So it's bringing a lot of things into perspective and clearer understanding once you know the original, the true meaning of words. Okay, I can never stress this. Language. 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 Language is the key. Okay. Language is the key to the lock of understanding and overstanding. because if you don't know what is being said to you, then you really don't comprehend anything else. Okay, and it's not just verbal language, it's body language, okay? It's mental language, it's different planes and different levels of language. Okay, verbal language is just the lowest vibration. But there's, see, we can speak without talking, okay? It's a proven fact, telepathy, reading someone's energy. That's what it goes down to, basically, energy, physics, mathematics. This is what we have to get back into and we have to study, right? You want to truly be on a path of and on the path of self-discovery and self-fulfillment and bringing your gift to the world. But you can't do anyone, you can't do anything for anyone until you can do for yourself, okay? That's why a wise man once said, if you want to see a change in the world, make a change first within yourself. It comes from within, okay? These are just basic concepts, basic principles, and laws that govern everyday life that are inescapable, okay, on the physical plane. So if you're here, you have to live by them. That simple. All right, let's see here what my time frame looks like. Got 4 minutes and 20 seconds remaining. Okay. And again, we must go into law because everything is under law. Everything is governed, believe it or not. Everything has a cycle, okay? And there is a time for everything. There is a place for everything, and everything has its place, okay? But now what I do on this show is I focus mainly upon our indigenous American heritage and reclaiming and proclaiming and practicing and implementing that, because this is where this is the land that you're standing upon. So how can you not claim that? How can you not know that before they brought so-called blacks over here, there were already us over here, okay? But because we have the same skin tone and the same phenotype, they played a game. And they tried in an attempt to reconstruct history and to change history from the way it actually happened. Okay? It's called historical revisionism. And I'm just trying to destroy all of those false ideologies, all of those false perceptions that we have growing up, constantly being forced down our throats, constantly being pounded into our minds, a false ideology. Okay. So much so that it creates what is known as cognitive dissonance. This is the phenomenon of, for instance, when you have someone that cannot accept information if it goes against their own beliefs, if it goes against what they have been taught. They cannot accept it, however true it may be, because it is not in line with how they were taught or they were made to think. And I will continue where I left off on my next show. I'd like to thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And I'd like to thank Access, as always, for allowing me to use this platform to give out this information. With that being said, I will be on tomorrow, 10 p.m. Central Time Zone. Your identity is your most valuable possession, because without it, you are no one. Wanishi.
I am a human. I haven't had suffered for so long. Still the reason for hope. Keep on holding on. I am a human. Well, I am a child like her. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a Christian. I'm not a Muslim. I'm not a Jew. It shouldn't matter to you. I'm not a capitalist. And I'm not a communist. I'm not a socialist. I'm not the politics. Tell me, are these the reasons you can't live right? I am a human. Haven't I suffered for too long? Still the reason for hope. Keep on holding on. I am a human, yes, I'm a child like her, and if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a soldier, I'm not a jihadist, I'm not a Buddhist, I'm not a Hindu, I'm not a white, I am a who, I'm not black. And I'm not white. Tell me.